This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. A few weeks ago, WHYY's health desk, help desk, reported on the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine among people who are immunocompromised. And since then, we have received more questions. Health reporter Zoe Reed reached out to the experts for answers.
Clinical trials show the vaccine's effectiveness correlates to the production of antibodies, which are created by B cells. But some immunocompromised patients have reduced B cells, and some medications and treatments also reduce B cells. How effective the vaccine will be can vary for each health condition and medication. Researchers and physicians also want to know if other arms of the immune system, like T cells, can fight off the coronavirus. Studies are ongoing. Our first question comes from Jill Kaiserman from Wayne.
I finished 6 rounds of chemo mid-February, received my first dose of Moderna vaccine mid-March, and was fully vaccinated by the end of April. Given the immunosuppression of chemotherapy, how do I know if I'm fully protected against COVID?
Experts say it depends on the type of chemo. For example, rituximab can destroy B cells. But for other chemotherapies, the immune response should reconstitute itself after a few months. Dr. John Wary is an immunologist with the University of Pennsylvania.
I think the best advice I can give is that your vaccine response may be more related to overall health. If you're not currently on chemotherapy, you're likely to make a reasonable response. But it's worth talking to your physician, your oncologist, or your primary care physician about whether you can get an antibody test to see if you have antibodies.
David Barry from Princeton is a kidney transplant patient. He wants to know about studies that show some transplant patients had an increase in antibodies after a third vaccine shot. Experts predict the United States will eventually follow France, which has recommended a third dose for immunocompromised people. But more research in the U.S. is needed. They also say a third dose is generally safe. But for transplant patients, it's possible that stimulating the immune system could lead to rejection, says Dr. Marcus Pereira, an infectious disease specialist and transplant expert at Columbia University. David Barry also asks,
do you know what the antibody or T cell levels are that would make us immune to COVID?
There's no easy answer yet, experts say. There are also dozens of different types of antibody tests, Pereira says.
And you can see that even in these studies that are available out there, that are, you know, some studies, for example, they're all using different spike antibody assays. So if I had a test and if I were to look at whether I have the adequate response or not, I will look at that particular test characteristics and speak with their provider about whether the number that you get is related to a good response or to a not as good response.
Mark Halpern from Conshohocken has type 2 diabetes and is a survivor of prostate cancer. He took an antibody test after getting the vaccine. It was negative.
Did I have the correct test? And two, what should I do now? Go on with my life with no further testing? Have a second test? See an immunologist?
There are many reasons why a vaccine might fail, immunologist John Wary says. Sometimes the needle doesn't go deep enough. Or it could be because of a person's immunological history. It's also possible antibodies show up late.
We do see that occasionally in other settings where, you know, the immune system's a little bit slow or a little bit flux, a little while to really get going. So it's worth doing another antibody test for sure. If that comes up negative, again, I would talk to your physician about possibly getting a third dose, either at the same vaccine or crossing over to another vaccine platform like J&J.
Wary and Pereira say it's important that people who are immunocompromised get at least 2 doses. They should also continue to wear masks and practice social distancing, and their loved ones should get vaccinated too. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.